Welcome to a special Independence Day cross-conference cast. This is Joan Stewart. After a week of Women's World Cup action, I caught up with my co-host, Ruth Moore, to process our feelings about the ups and downs of the tournament so far. If you have any thoughts about the show, please email us. We're crossconference@gmail.com. Hi, this is Joan.
And this is Ruth.
And we are back with a regular cross-conference podcast. It's going to be part of the dailies. It'll be between the dailies, but in my opinion, it's regular because we're back here again, together again.
Yay!
We did that handshake, the one where you, I don't know.
Flip a coin, shake hands.
Sure, that's yeah. What it is. But here we are, and it's been a week since we've last talked on the podcast. We've talked since then. You were on vacation. How was your vacation?
It was good. The weather was nice, and the soccer was interesting, and the company was good and put up with the soccer stuff. Actually, like, watched some of the soccer with me, so mm-hmm. That was kind of a first. How was your week? You were busy.
Yeah, very, very busy. Daily episodes. I can't believe it. A lot of episodes, but you've been busy too, doing some vlogging, video blogging. And they've steadily improved. You've been speaking up a little bit. There's less background noise. I still think you should speak up. It's okay if we have to turn our speakers down, as long as we don't have to turn them up and then still strain to hear you. I think it's good. Also, sit up straight. Well, that's all I'm going to say.
I will try, but that's a really tall order.
Creepily stare into the camera. Like, get it really close to your face. Just get right up in there.
So that it can't even focus on me.
Right. It doesn't matter. As long as your posture is good, you have confidence. Everyone else has confidence in you. And then you'll be, the success will radiate. But last time we talked, it was the first two days had been played, really. And since then, sad turn of events for some of the teams that we've been following, for New Zealand, Mexico, and Canada especially.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about Canada?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, because I think both of us came in with really high hopes for Canada. And I know we talked about them a lot on the podcast, and they have not delivered at all. Like, mm-hmm. I got flashes of UCLA during group play.
Oh, ouch. What do you think went wrong for them? Was it the residency camp in Italy being just too long away from home? Was it Carolina Maracci just not being as great as we hoped? Or was it just a single bad day? What was it?
I think it might have been a combination of Maracci and a single bad day. Like that blowout game did not need to be a blowout game. I think France has been underestimated by a lot of people. And Canada was not really playing their game, and the lineups were weird, and the execution was bad, and it was a mess. It didn't need to be that big of a mess, or a mess at all.
Yeah, that was kind of a disaster for Canada that I had. Like, I knew it wasn't exactly a long shot for them to advance out of the group, but it wasn't, you know, impossible. So I think that result, just incredibly disappointing, heartbreaking, especially for me as a Pilots fan to see Sophie Schmidt and Christine Sinclair cry. You don't want to see that.
Yeah, Canada, get it together.
What... Like, they have another 4 years. I'm sure Christine Sinclair is good for another World Cup.
They host the next one, don't they?
Yes, they do. They
better get it together.
they have 4 years to really to pull it back together. I think this is temporary. I think the positives that they had are, I don't think it's destroyed, or I hope it's not. On to another CONCACAF team who suffered a at the hands of a blowout by another flawless team, Mexico, just collapsed against Japan, who were clinical finishers on Friday. Did you saw that game, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, that wasn't, Japan wasn't a surprise, not the way people treated France. And so a loss wasn't unexpected, but just the way that Mexico lost was kind of unexpected. They made some good adjustments towards the end, but the subbing was confusing for me, mm-hmm. to put it nicely. And like their back line, I think their back line has been able to handle teams that have one go-to striker, the Abby Wambachs and Kelly Smiths. But you put in a team like Japan where they can go to a few different people and they're faster and they're more technical, and Mexico just doesn't really have an answer to that, I think. They're used to CONCACAF where you deal with Abby or you deal with Christine Sinclair, and Japan is just a little out of their league right now.
Hmm. Do you think that this hurts Mexico's development? Because like they had some positives. They have all these U.S. players going to Mexico who, and strangely enough, can't even like have to come off the bench for Mexico, won't start for Mexico. And they, so, I mean, to me as a U.S. fan, I'm like, why are you complaining about not being on the U.S. team when you have to come off the bench for Mexico? But that being said, they had, you know, so many positives, you know, almost winning in CONCACAF qualifying, you know, having that great one against the U.S. Was that their peak?
No. I mean, they did really well against England. I think playing well against a sort of shabby U.S. team isn't a huge achievement at this point. But I guess you could kind of argue the same thing for the England game, considering that England also struggled a little with New Zealand. But I don't think that was necessarily their peak. I think that this team is like maybe a step behind Canada in that they need to continue to gel with a lot of new players, and they'll be ready in the next 2 to 4 years, depending on how the Olympics get organized. I'm not really sure. It's been a while since the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, it's been 4 years. Only 2 teams from CONCACAF can qualify for the. Oh no, that's not true. I think.
Do we have the half spot again?
Yeah, I think there's a half spot that we divide with Asia. I don't know.
I mean, since South America is hosting, anyways, yeah, you're right. We'll figure that out later. I think that Mexico still has a lot of potential coming up to integrate those American transfers. Noyola just got with the team back in December, I think, after qualifiers. So probably hasn't really had a chance to be properly worked into the lineup. And who knows who else they'll get from the U.S., depending on whether the shift in the youth system actually takes hold. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Canada heads into the next World Cup, whether we see any changing of the guard. Not that I think that like Christine Sinclair will go, but like a lot of it will just be interesting to see which of the youth players make it in time for the next World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the U.S., though, not looking all that bad now. Not looking, you know, amazing, but, you know, they're not, we don't have the doubts that, you know, that a lot of people are now having about Germany.
That's kind of incredible.
Amazing. And, you know, I will admit, I questioned Pia Sundhage. I'm sure, well, you did. Everybody did. And now it seems like she's just making every right decision to get, you know, these wins that the U.S. needs. Not conceding a goal, but a lot thanks to Hope Solo and some good defending by Christy Rampone.
And Alex Krieger.
Alex Krieger looking great. Just having a terrific tournament. Thank goodness for her, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Thank heavens.
Did you know that if you make changes to the regular lineup, you can have different results?
Yeah, now the changes for the Colombia game, at the start of the game, U.S. not doing great finishing, Heather O'Reilly having a wonderful strike. That was a beautiful goal for Heather O'Reilly. I don't care who you are. That was gorgeous. But both the U.S. forwards, Abby Wambach and Amy Rodriguez, struggling to finish. I felt really bad for A-Rod, Amy Rodriguez, because those are just kind of typical Amy Rodriguez things. And then I figured if, like, she had been in for a little bit more time, the halftime talk would have been, can you just slow down a little bit? Can you just calm down, compose yourself, don't rush it. Because those shots that she missed were, like, were as a result of just rushing it. You know, not taking the time to look around a little bit, see that, you know, you had a little bit time to settle the ball down, or, you know, some of the volleys, not that great, not great technique. But, you know, Abby Wambach was having some of the same trouble. So it kind of made me feel bad. As someone who has been critical of Amy Rodriguez, kind of made me feel bad to see her get pulled off, and I think that could be a blow to her confidence if the U.S. isn't careful.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's typical for A-Rod, but like I think that Abby Wambach missed some clearer chances, and yeah, maybe just luck wasn't going her way, but I think if it made sense to sub out Amy Rodriguez, then it made sense to sub out Abby Wambach. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen, which, yeah.
I think a lot of it was because Abby was doing good things off the ball, drawing a lot of attention to herself. But the lack of finishing is curious in games where an opposing team doesn't have to or chooses not to pay so much attention to Abby, doesn't need to because they have, you know, more capable defenders, you know, that space is not necessarily going to be there. I think, in my opinion, I would love to see Lauren Cheney start ahead of Abby. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, and go into sort of the second half of Colombia game formation that they have with Lauren Cheney on top. With try it for a little bit. I don't know. It's too late now, I think, to experiment, because that Sweden game, it has become a little bit critical. It determines whether or not I think the U.S. will, you know, play a Brazil in the quarterfinals, or if they'll, you know, not have to play Brazil in the quarterfinals. That's, yeah. But otherwise, I don't know. It's like, I like the U.S. We've talked about this. I am disappointed that we haven't seen Kelly O'Hara's player profile. I want to see that.
I think everybody wants to see that.
We need to see that. It needs to happen. And we haven't seen Megan Rapinoe's. I think now would be a prime like capitalize on her huge ego. and just go for it.
Her ego is so huge that it was in my dream last night.
Yeah. No, it's not a huge ego. She's, I mean, considering how she's responded to coming off the bench, no, she's, what a team player. What it, like, for her to respond that, you know, we don't have time for me to be in a pity party. You know, we don't time for, you know, for her, it's so grown up, and it shows that she genuinely wants to win a World Cup. She doesn't, maybe she does want to be like a superstar player, but I think her desire to win a World Cup is greater than that. And I love that.
She just takes it in stride. She doesn't say that she could have saved that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. She could have scored that.
Yeah. There's this phrase about Bobby Fischer, I think from one of the many books about Bobby Fischer, where it says he wanted to enter into the history books alone. And I get that sense from a Hope Solo, but surprisingly not from a Megan Rapinoe. Surprisingly not from an Abby Wambach. I like it. I'm so much more happier than I thought I would be about this World Cup. Not just because of the US, but because of outside of, you know, a couple snoozer Sweden games, it's been fantastic. And aside from the refereeing today, Sunday, with these, the blatant no call on the handball and the, you know, the Marta foul that led to Brazil's first goal, the refereeing hasn't been, not that, that Germany. Never mind what I said about the refereeing. Never mind. Scratch that. Scratch that from the record. It's been awful. No, it's been about as awful as it ever is. Which is, it's no more, no less. Though that handball.
Yeah.
What was up with that?
Yeah, I mean, you've got three active refs and one backup ref, right?
Mm-hmm. Like none of them were watching the ball.
Apparently not.
The way the player reacted when she was holding it, it seemed like maybe she had heard a whistle. Like, because it doesn't seem that that's something you do. Like, if you're going to cheat, you would try to do it in a less obvious way. And that seemed just more like she was confused and thought the whistle had blown. So I don't understand that. That's what it looked like to me. Because her head was up. She wasn't. It didn't seem like she was maliciously handling the ball. It just seemed that was the reaction she would have if the whistle had blown.
Yeah, but it didn't. It was less of an error on the player's part and more just gross incompetence on the part of the refs.
Yeah. But Australia and Brazil will meet. Of the groups, this one, you know, the Group D's games on Wednesday, the most important, really, because they have the most... the result means the most, I think, for those teams. Brazil and Australia. How do you feel about that game?
Oh boy.
Brazil and Australia. I've already put it. I'm sorry. Norway and Australia. I'm kind of a genius.
Wait
sometimes.
A minute.
Like you can tell me when I'm totally messed up. You don't have to have the long pauses that I have to edit out.
No, I was trying to think. What did I think of the Brazil and Australia game?
Norway and Australia, I'm sorry. Their fates, you know, in their hands now.
Yeah. I think that's gonna be a really interesting game, depending on what kind of starting lineup Australia uses, and if Norway makes any huge adjustments. I know they were talking about Isabel Herlovsen possibly wasn't supposed to start today, but she did anyways. Like, considering the total lack of goals today, I'm not so sure she'll be starting in that next one. Yeah, but I do think that she'll get minutes. I don't think that they would completely hold her back. And that might help. But it's anyone's guess which team is going to come out on top of that. I think it could be a very interesting battle. Much more interesting than that 3-0 today, which looked good at first. In the first half, it looked like a really interesting game. But second half, it was all Brazil.
Yeah, Norway lost it. So biggest surprise for you so far this World Cup?
Canada. Mm. Oh, you mean biggest positive surprise?
Either one. Most delightful surprise, worst surprise, whatever.
Delightful surprise, New Zealand scoring on England.
That felt definitely good, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and them having the lead for a little bit. Biggest disappointment, Canada, and current biggest concern, Germany. I did not expect them to look like the U.S. in this World Cup.
Yeah, Germany off to two slow starts, and I think this next game they really legitimately need to make a statement. Obviously, because they would probably want to win over France, to top the group. But I think to really show that they are not to be trifled with, in a way, and gain back a little bit more confidence for themselves and for their home crowd, who have I don't know, just judging by like the television reports and everything, it looks terrific. Two sold out games. In 2 days, yeah. The Brazil-Norway game and the U.S.-Colombia game. That's amazing. And I was thinking today as I went to the grocery store this morning, I was thinking, does anybody know about the WPS? Are they still playing? Are they on break? What's going on with them? And I'm thinking, well, the crowds in Germany have no bearing on crowds in the U.S. I think a dynamic U.S. performance can do good things for the WPS, who have been struggling. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see them stop struggling so badly in a positive way, not because they died, but because because things are going a little bit better for them.
Because the death throes are over.
Yeah. Because it's not so scary anymore. That's why. Yeah, so.
Well, I hear that the TV, the broadcast audiences have been good. I don't know how much bearing that should have on anything, but, people are watching at least, and the U.S. squad at least ends up in color on the front of sections of the newspaper. So, mm-hmm. Although I don't know who regularly gets a newspaper anymore.
Sports Center as well. People in hotels get newspapers. I learned this when I was in a hotel for a little bit. But they are making it on Sports Center quite frequently. Those nice goals certainly don't hurt, but regular camp, just training camp news is making it on SportsCenter. They're traveling today, or we're contemplating another roster change. It's overblown in some cases, but you know what? I'll take it. I will take it. Like.
I'm surprised. I haven't been able to watch like the real ESPN coverage. I've only been able to watch my computer mostly, so I have no idea like commercials and whatnot. What's going on?
No, it's great. Speaking of commercials that are unrelated, that that ESPY Awards commercial with is it Serena Williams playing the clarinet? They got me with that one. That was good. I laughed. I laughed real hard. Oh, there's that bird. Is it the same bird every time?
I don't know. I can't see anyone this time. It might be in a different tree.
Oh. Anyway, it has been great catching up with you.
Yeah. This is, it's nice being back in the right space for me to be recording. mm-hmm. it feels better.
It's nice. So you don't have that terrible beach distracting you.
Oh, I know.
And the cold beer or whatever. Yeah. Ugh, that's awful.
It was just, it was a real struggle for me.
That's tough. Okay. All right. Well, looking forward, what are you most looking forward to?
Oh, I have no idea what I'm going to do at the end of group play, because Mexico plays New Zealand, mm-hmm. and that's going to be awesome. France and Germany is going to be just, I don't know how good of a game it's going to be, but I am really excited to see the result, mm-hmm. Either way. And Norway versus Australia, that should be, that will be something. There's no telling what. Oh, and the U.S. and Sweden. That is going to be a missed shots fest. I can't wait.
How many misses will the forwards have on that field? That's your you know, your betting thing. Yeah. You know? Like, don't bet on who's going to win. Just bet on who's going to miss. Well, all right. Let's close this out and. I wonder when we'll talk next. Maybe after the quarterfinals, because that's next week, and it's before I leave for Chicago. So any Chicago listeners, I will be in Chicago for the semifinals, for the third place match, and for the final. Let's go out and go to a bar at 9 in the morning. where I presume, because I would rather not watch in my hotel room by myself, crying and eating my hair. Oh. I don't want to do that. Let's go, Chicago people.
I wonder if Chicago Red Stars might be hosting something. You should check. Love that.
You know, there's so many Notre Dame players on that Chicago Red Stars team. So I don't know how I'm going to handle that, but
I know how I would handle it.
Well, you would probably pretend to fall asleep, right?
I would. I would instantly go into I'm a rock mode.
Nope, I'm not going to talk to these people, even though I find them interesting. That's what you would do.
Yes, that is what I am best at.
I would
at.
Talk too much, but that's in the future. That's next week. So, Ruth, great talking to you. Let's catch up again sometime. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. All right. That sounds great.
Great. Bye.
Bye.